Yesterday, I brought you probably one of the most important truths I will ever bring you, and that is that everything that needed to be accomplished in the way of salvation, the salvation of the world, the salvation of the universe, the taking away of the sins of the world, the making peace between God and His creation, everything that needed done happened because of Jesus Christ's faith. And I gave you the analogy, which the more I think about it, this is a great analogy, that Jesus Christ's faith is the power. It's the energy. It's the thing that accomplishes everything. The analogy was a train. The engine of a train pulls the entire train. The cars that are hooked up to the engine, none of them have their own power source. Our faith is a gift given to us to bring us to a realization of the truth. It's not the truth. It's not the trigger for the truth. It's that gift given us that makes us understand the truth that Jesus Christ is the engine. No car on a train is independently powered. And I told you this yesterday, and I'm sticking with it. Our faith accomplishes nothing. Jesus Christ's faith is the engine. And when we become attached to that engine, we belong to the train, if you want to stay with that analogy, the train of blessings that comes through Jesus Christ's faith. And just for Jesus Christ to be said to have faith, this is a shocking thing. Because faith, according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, is an assurance concerning matters which are not being observed. How did Jesus Christ have faith? I'm going to elaborate on what I told you yesterday, then I'm going to go into these verses that speak of the faith of Christ, and I'll show you the deceitful way that these verses have been translated to forward the idea that the all-important thing in salvation is human faith. That is so wrong. Jesus Christ learned during his life that he was the Messiah of Israel. He learned that he was the appointed Son, that he was the Son of God, and that he was not only to be the Messiah of Israel, but the reconciler of the universe. He would be the bridge between humanity and God that makes peace, that causes God to look at humanity as a new humanity and not an old humanity that is dying under the sin of Adam. But as Jesus Christ grew up, he had to look at his circumstances. He was born the son of a carpenter. His parents were working class. They were probably considered ignoble in Israel. He had to look at his circumstances financially, his circumstances socially. And then he grows up and he goes into the temple. And he realizes that his truth is clashing with the mainstream. And you say, well, of course, he knew that would happen. I think it was a shock to him. The degree of the antagonism and the degree of the hatred. He saw them gnash their teeth at him. He felt their hatred. And he came to deliver them. So it took faith to believe that he really was what God appointed him to be, because he did not see his glory. Remember, faith is an assurance of that which is not being observed. He was not observing, no matter which way he looked, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, in his own family, in his, quote, church life. He didn't observe anything of his glory. He didn't deserve anything of his rightful place. And then he goes to the cross. Then he suffers the most ignoble execution available to humanity, and that's crucifixion. And he knows what death is. Christians don't know what death is, but he knows what death is. And he knows that he is about to become obliterated. He is about to enter the realm of non-existence. Jesus Christ did not exist for 3 days. Did not exist. He knew what death was. And it shook him to his core. Because for certain, on the cross, he was not observing anything of his glory, of his purpose, to the point that he was almost shattered, to the point that he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He was at the end of his, holding it together, the end of his faith. He was near the end of his faith, but we are saved not by the destruction of the faith of Christ, but by the faith of Christ. His faith endured even the cross. It was shaken. It was tested. But again, the essence of faith is not observing what you know to be true. And in his heart of hearts, in his spirit, he knew that he was the Messiah of Israel. He knew he was the Savior of the world. He knew he was the bringer of peace. He knew he was the bridge between God and humanity. And yet he was pinned naked to a Roman cross, about to enter oblivion. That is the engine of everything. The faith of Jesus Christ. But listen to what has happened. Let me tell you what has happened. What has happened is that Christianity has said just the opposite. The title of my video yesterday, which I really like, was "Our Faith Accomplishes Nothing." And it doesn't. Our faith, again, is a realization of what has been accomplished. Christianity says that our faith accomplishes everything. That it's our faith in Christ that saves us. And if that's true, it is true that they say that. Think of what that means. Think of the corollary here. The corollary is that Jesus Christ's faith, everything I just described to you, accomplished nothing. Jesus Christ's faith accomplished nothing. This is what they actually believe. They won't say it. But why is it that when you are born, your default setting is you're a sinner going to hell? Subsequent to Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross. How could that possibly be? Because Jesus Christ's faith accomplished nothing. This is the practical result of Christian belief that faith in Christ, your faith in Christ, is what gets you saved. I thought Jesus died for the salvation of the world. No, that is a whitewashed tomb. That is the presentation of the Christian religion, but it's a false presentation because behind it is what they really believe, but they can't say, is that the faith of Christ accomplished nothing. Okay, Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Going to go through some verses here that talk about the faith of Christ. Let's start with verse 15, Galatians chapter 2. We who by nature are Jews and not sinners of the nations have perceived that a human is not being justified. Justified is being proclaimed righteous. A human is not being justified by works of law, except alone through the faith of Christ Jesus. Do you know that there are many translations that put faith in Christ Jesus? Couple that with the word alone. the NASB, New American Standard Bible, so that we may be justified by faith in Christ. Mistranslation. And there's not even a footnote there. Now let me show, couple that with the word alone. We believe in Christ Jesus that we may be justified by the faith of Christ and not by works of law. Let's go back to verse 15. We who by nature are Jews and not sinners of the nations, having perceived that a man is not being justified, a human is not being justified by works of law, except alone, reading from the Concordant Version, through the faith of Christ Jesus. Keep that word alone there and read the NASB translation in there. Except alone. We're not being justified by works of law, but we are being justified by this alone. Faith in Christ Jesus. And it's the faith in Christ Jesus, according to the Christian religion, that justifies us and makes us righteous. Listen to the NIV now. So that we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ. This is the Bible, the NIV translation of the Bible, that we may be justified by faith in Christ. I thought we were justified by the faith of Christ at the cross. No, not according to Christian teaching. This needs to be exposed. This needs to be stripped. This needs to be made naked. The emperor needs to be seen. We need to see the emperor as being naked, having no clothes. But listen what the NIV does. They put a footnote in the actual NIV version. And they hope you don't go here, because this goes against Christian teaching. The footnote says, or through the faithfulness of Christ. And as I told you yesterday, what a profound difference between the faithfulness of Christ, justified by the faithfulness of Christ. That's what the duplicitous NIV translators should have put in the text. Justified by the faithfulness of Christ alone. But they say instead in the text that were justified by faith in Christ alone. Horribly consistent. Horribly consistent to say that it all depends on you. Horribly consistent. I will have to give them a little bit of credit for at least putting it in the footnote. This is Galatians 2:16 I'm about to read you from the Amplified Bible. There's also a footnote here, but the footnote does not correct the text. The correct text is the faith of Christ, not faith in Christ. What a difference a word makes. The NIV translation reads, typical Christian, your faith is the engine. Your faith is the most important thing. Here's how it reads. But they have a footnote here that opposes the very thing they claim in the text. Here's the text, Amplified Bible, Galatians 2:16. Yet we know that a man is not justified and placed in right standing with God by works of law, but only through faith in Christ Jesus. Only, it's only way you're justified, by putting your faith in Christ Jesus. And even we, as Jews, have believed in Christ Jesus so that we may be justified by faith in Christ. There's the mistranslation again. And not by works of the law. By observing the law, no one will ever be justified. That is, declared free of the guilt of sin and its penalty. Here's the footnote in the Amplified Bible to Galatians 2:16. Being justified is a legal or judicial declaration of righteousness. Justification has two parts. One, being declared free of blame, acquitted of sin, not guilty. Believers are justified because Jesus Christ personally assumed the guilt for our sin on the cross. That's true. Their footnote is freaking true. God declares the person righteous. Because why? Believers are justified because Jesus Christ personally assumed the guilt of our sin. That's why we're justified. And yet the text says, but only through faith in God's Son, Christ Jesus, are we justified. That we may be justified by faith in Christ. All right. My phone's in the sun. It's going to burn up soon. The clouds never come in when I want them to, you know. I love the sun, but it's killing me here today. Tomorrow, I'm going to take you through all the verses in the Greek scriptures from the concordant version that talk about the faith of Christ. Most of these verses are misused. You know, the King James actually does get this right, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. That's how they handle Galatians 2:16. Yay for the King James Version. But even though King James only people, for instance, are reading that in the King James Version, there's the filter. There's the predisposition of the Christian belief that your faith is the all-important thing. We know that it's not. We know that faith is a gift that gives us a realization of what? Of the truth, that everything was accomplished, that we need accomplished through Jesus Christ's faith.